Welcome to a Break 19. Every once in a while I do a Break 19. What is a Break 19? A Break 19 means that my name is Ken and I put up whatever the hell I want. And in this Break 19, as the title will be, it will say, let's put it down there right now, it will say, big boobs throw cars. What does that mean? Let's get down to business. Look, what nothing pisses me off more than listening to women talk about how big comic book boobs are. Oh my God, she's so sexy. She's such a fucking fantasy. Oh my God, what? Look at her body. Oh my God, it's just so unattractive. Oh my God, what an unlikely standard. I have to starve myself. No, to get big titties, you need to feed yourself. That's the only way to get big titties. Big women got big titties, right? And if Wonder Woman and She-Hulk can throw cars, they should have big titties. That don't make sense for a woman who can throw a fucking car to have tiny titties. I'm Wonder Woman and I'm in the itty bitty titty committee. No, you're Wonder Woman and you are big swinging tits. Big swinging tits. Right? That's what Wonder Woman should be. Alright? Why should Wonder Woman be that? Because she can throw motherfucking cars. That's why. How does it look? I'm a Wonder Woman. What the fuck am I wondering about? How tiny your titties are? No, I should be wondering how powerful your pussy is and how tight the grip is. That's what I should be thinking about. What I should not be thinking about is why does a feminist feel that, oh my God, her giant boobies are so fucking disgusting. She looks like a prostitute. And I love how they always pretend that shit is just in comic books because they don't judge regular women. Like, regular women, big titties don't exist. Look here, women. All the women on television exist. All the women in Photoshop who have been Photoshopped to magazines exist. No, they're not 100% perfect. No, no. Kim Kardashian's ass at 35 years old has got some holes in that motherfucker, right? But at the end of the day, when she was 22, that ass was still the shit, right? And it was amazing, right? So amazing. It's amazing. Smack that shit. Right? But it was. It was amazing. And that's a fucking fact. And somewhere there's a young girl with some double D titties and just rocking them motherfuckers back and forth. When she stopped moving, it takes a minute and a half for her big titties to stop jiggling. And they're perfect. And they sit up and they're big and they're fat and they're perky. And them titties is amazing. So amazing. Right. Those titties exist. And all that fucking hating on them is ridiculous. And y'all try to pretend, oh no, we just do that for comic books. We don't do that for women who just walk around with big tits. Yeah, you do, you jackass. Stop the hate. All right, fucking ridiculous. She-Hulk can lift a car and crush a building. She should have itty bitty titties. Fuck you. Like, fucking, if Superman didn't have a big bulge, right, wouldn't that be weird to be called the Man of Steel with the tiny dick? Well, let's be honest, right, you're a superhero. All right, if you can throw cars, block bullets, move faster than a speeding bullet, you should have amazing sexual organs, right? Your body should be fucking great. Not everybody. I remember they had a Supergirl one time and she was fat. There's nothing heroic about being fat. Nothing good about it. Nothing. Why the fuck would you promote fatness? Being a fat fuck, it's disgusting. I'm a fat fuck and it's horrible, okay? Don't be a fat fuck. Admire people that push you to the next level. And stop hating on women with big titties. Women with big titties deserve to exist. And let's be honest, if there was one woman in America who could throw a motherfucking car, 9 times out of 10, she gonna have some big titties, okay? All right. Break 19. That was just on my mind. Holla at you later. See you next time. Ooh.